Our story today is called Wet Eyes by Joseph Mazzella. I was looking through some old photo albums the other day. I'd already looked through them many times before, but I felt a sudden urge to see those old pictures again. I found myself reliving so many beautiful memories from my childhood. There was my dear Nana giving me a bath when I was a baby. There was me and my brother standing in front of the world's ugliest Christmas tree. There was my first dog, Duke, snuggled up next to me on the couch. There was my beautiful mom holding me on her lap. And all of a sudden, the pictures seemed blurry. I realized the pictures were blurry because my eyes were moist. Tears were dripping down my cheeks. I wiped my wet eyes and wondered what was going on. I hadn't cried last time I looked at those pictures. What was different now? I soon saw that it was I who was different. Since I had last looked through those photos, I had grown. My empathy had risen. My compassion had strengthened. My spirit had walked a little further down the path of love. I realized, too, that wet eyes were nothing to be ashamed of, as long as they came from a warm heart. I smiled and closed the photo album once again. I felt Mom and Nana smiling down at me from heaven, and I felt my Heavenly Father's love inside me and all around me. Leo Biscaglio once said, "I'm not afraid to cry. It cleans out my eyeballs." I think it cleans out our insides as well. It helps us to wash away our pain, fear, and grief. It helps us to reconnect to our love, goodness, and oneness with God. It helps us to become who we were meant to be. Next time you feel your own tears starting, then just let them flow. Life is full of smiles. Life is full of tears. Only by allowing them both can we truly live. Only by embracing them both can we truly love. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.